Simen Kufzadi Ches Reish Reish Aleph Bezor Hashem. The Mechaber says Shloisha Shachlovim Mevorach Menichna Tzechat Shloyochal Im Nichna Tzechat Mevorach Nevorach Shachana Mishaloi Oina Acharov Baruch Mevorach Shmoy Yitamay Loilam Void Vim Nichna Tzechachirim Oinim Baruch Shachana Mishaloi Oina Acharim Omi. This is a halacha of Dini Tziruf when you already have a Zimun before you walked in. We'll see there's different halachas when you get to Tziruf, that's Mirz Hashem, we're going to see on Daf Mem Ches. What, when and where we can be Mitzaref to become part of a Zimun of three people. But there's different set of halachas if you already, there's already a Zimun going on and somebody walks into a Zimun. What is the halachas? What is he supposed to do? Or, as the Mechaber says at the end, the same thing applies if he was sitting by the suit and he didn't eat. The same thing where he didn't eat or drink. And he would also have the same halachas. Now, these halachas should, this is one of the halachas. I know somebody once put up a sign of, he's giving a shir on halachas that many people don't know. This is one of the halachas. One of the halachas that many people don't know, that there's such a halacha, that there's something specific to say when you walk in on a zimun. Now, why do, as I heard from Berkowitz, he says, it's still naig, lemaisa, we are naig this way. Even if the sometimes Amadabar is talking about Pukhazim I Amadabar, the Gemara says at the end of the Ketam of Arkham. Lamaita, Gepas in the Shulchan Aruch, certainly we are Naig, one should say this. As the Taz says, if people are giving Hoidot to Kaddish Baruch Hu, Mishabur brings it down, you shouldn't be perished from the Tzibur. Now, the reason why maybe people don't know, I think there's basically two reasons. One, it's not so common, because if you were by any Suda that you ate anything, even you drank, and the Paisim say, even if you drank water. Anything that you had, you already say Shachalnu. Dainu will see, to be Mitzaref, this is a big difference. To be Mitzaref to two other people, to make a Zimun that you're number three, we'll see you have to eat Lechatchil, you have to eat Pas, if not, Shatat Chakten, Nekazayas Dogon, but you have to have a certain thing. Water, Pas, it doesn't work. However, if there already is a Zimun going on, and you come in, and you're number four, not number three, then even if you just drink water, anything that you had, the Aruch HaShulchan says Lehedio, that even water, you could be mitzdarf. And there, once you're mitzdarf, once you drink, you're mitzdarf, then you say Baruch Shachanu Mishaloi. You say Baruch Shachanu Mishaloi, and you don't have to say the special Baruch Shmoy Tomei Loilam Void. That's the second reason why people don't know. You have to remember what it is. The first, so that's the first thing. It's not so common. If you came in and you ate anything, then you're already saying Baruch Shachanu Mishaloi. Now, it is, I think, a little bit common in a case where you come to a simcha. Very often, somebody will invite you for dessert, or somebody will invite you for, you come in to a simcha, and you show up at the end of the suda. So you already ate your suda, you weren't invited for the suda, you came just to say mazel tov, and they're about the bench. You sit there till they bench. What do you do in such a case? This is what you're supposed to do. As a matter of fact, it's b'shever brachas, and you're supposed to end off shasimcha b'marinoi, like Mishabura says. But that's where the case is common for it to happen.
Does it make it if you made a bracha already?
If you made a bracha achrein already on what you had, then lachar, if you didn't, then you wouldn't say baruch shachanu. Even though we'll see by three people, if you made a bracha achrein, you could be mitzaref maybe. But lachar, once you're already not with the achila, once you already had your bracha achrein, then lachar you should just say your din is like anybody else that just walked in, and just say this lashon. I think the second reason is like we just said. The reason why people don't do it is because they don't remember what to say. So I did see in a few swarm they brought down something interesting. Rashi Teiris, boishes loy. You should be embarrassed if you don't know this halacha. They didn't say that. That's my answer. Boishesloi is Beis Vav Shin Tov Lamed Vosh, which means Baruch Umbaruch Shmoy Tomid Loilam Void. So now you have a way to remember it. Boishesloi, you walk in. Now you have to remember what Boishesloi stands for. But Baruch Umbaruch Shmoy Tomid Loilam Void, that is what a person is supposed to say. And if it's Baruch Elikenu Umbaruch Shmoy Tomid Loilam Void, if there's 10 people. And if it's a Simcha of Sheva Brachas, and you say, interestingly enough, the Mishabura says you say it at the end. Baruch Umbaruch Shemay Baruch Alekenu Umbaruch Shemay Tami Loilam Void Shasimcha B'Mo'inoi. Now, Lachora, grammatically, maybe it would seem that the Shasimcha B'Mo'inoi should be beforehand. Zaka, some place can put it beforehand. Alekenu Shasimcha B'Mo'inoi. But either way, it doesn't make a difference. You could say it at the end. You probably forgot that you have to say it, so you could just throw it at the end. That's how Mishabura says you should say it. And that's the halacha of coming be mitzaref as chelik of the zimun. Now, The Mishabura, it doesn't say what happens when a person comes into Rabbi Sayin of Arech. If you walk in and they're saying Rabbi Sayin of Arech and Benjamin, or you think Yishem Hashem Rech Matavar Elam, what do you do then? So the truth is that it's not a chelik of the Zimun. It's a hakdamah to the Zimun. But it's not a chelik of Zimun. Zimun starts, some that everybody should know, Zimun starts by Nevarach Shachan Mishaloi, and the answer of Baruch Shachan Mishaloi Tvichinu. That is what Zimun is. The beginning is a hazmana to the Zimun, as we'll see Mishabura brings down. It's for Zoya Kodesh. But Be'etem, the Zimun starts from Nevarach Shachan Mishaloi. If you say Rabbi Yisrael will mention, or Yishem Hashem Rech Matavar Elam, you don't have to say anything. You don't even have to say Amen. Or from Berkus it says that, so he says, L'chur, you don't have to say anything. Now it's very Gishmak, L'fi the Taz. And a bunch of the people asked me, in the B'nei HaBura, the Taz said he is saying. The Taz says that, how could it be that everybody else is saying a Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're going to say along a Shvach together along with them, so you have to say a Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mele, if they're not answering, you don't have to answer. That was the Taz, as you say. That's the Mishnah Berurah brings us down. That the ein min haroi she adam itzal chabur she mazminim atzman litin shevach hadoy lo yizbarach hu yimna mizeh. So a few people asked me, so now you went to the kaisel, and there's a group of people there saying nishmas. So you have to stop and say nishmas along with them? Everybody's saying, adot ha-shevachda, adot ha-kadosh baruch hu. So a person shouldn't be meinei atzmai mizeh. So you could say you're just passing by, you're not being mitzar, v'chulu. Well, l'chur, the nekuda is where they're mechuyiv to give zimun. Where there's a chiyuv zimun, that's where it is. By Kedusha, it's the same thing. If you pass by and they're saying Kedusha, you're supposed to stop. If they're saying Hashem, Hashem, and you give them it's the same thing. Kedusha could be that if you are going to say it at a different time, maybe you're not mechuyiv. But Be'etzem, the kokama that you come into a tzibur that they're saying something which they're mechuyiv to be mekadesh together to the Ribbono Shel Olam, or give Shevach HaOdos to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then you're supposed to say with them. You pass by the Kreitzel, they're not mechuyiv to say Nishmas, even though everybody should. You're not mechuyiv to go together with them. Yishem Hashem Baruch Matavar Olam. Even though it's a shevach to Ribbono Shel Olam, but they're not mechuyiv to. That's not a chilik betzem of zimun, and the meila you have no chiyuv to say it along with them. To say amen, of course, it's not a regular bracha. You know, chiyuv to say amen. Similar to the way the Taz says, the Taz holds the ma'isa that you don't have to say amen after the baruch shachanu v'shalayit v'chayinu. It's not a regular bracha with shem Hashem shem u'malchus. And the meila on Rabbi Yisrael Avreich and Yishem Hashem Rech Matav Adolam, a person is not mechuyiv to say anything. It's only when he comes in by the baruch shachanu v'shalayit, then you're mechuyiv. But that's only, like we said, if you didn't eat. If you ate or you drank, then you say Baruch Shachan Mishalai. How much do you have to eat or drink? Shulchan Aruch Rav says, and that's how it seems that the place can go, is that you have to have a Shir Achila, or Shir Shtiyo. You should be able to say Shulchanu, then you have to have a Shir Achila, which is a Kezayis, or you have to have a Revius of a drink, which is a Shir Shtiyo. It's really Machoik, as we saw, when you get to Shtiyo, but we ask him that to have to get out of a Suffolk is a Shir Revius. Now, Lachur, if that's the case, you could, l'chura, the same thing should apply b'negiah to water with regard to brachis. Dainu, if a person drinks water, that was our case. We asked the question, what happens? This actually happened to me. I walked into a Sheva brachis, and it was by a dessert, and I didn't have any ice cream or anything. I can't remember if I had a drink or not. I think it did. But it wasn't water. What happens if you have to take a drink of water? So if you come into a Sheva brachis, and you take a drink of Coke, then you can say, Baruch Shachanu, Baruch Adakinu Shachanu Mishalei. Like they say, just like everybody else. However, let's say you had a drink of water. So if you didn't have a revius, there's no question that you can't be mitzarif. However, if you did have a revius, then you could clear. Because if you only drank the water that you should be able to be mitzarif, then lechur, it's not machayiv in a bracha, and it's not machayiv in a bracha rishon or achrona. It doesn't have the regular klolim of achila lechur to say baruch shachanu mishalai, I think, even though you could be mechalik and say bracha has a different din when you get to achila. L'chur, you don't give it the regular dinim of achila, it's not a regular shtiyah, then l'chur, if you only drank kedeli, should be mitzarif. L'chur, bepashtis, you would not be mitzarif. I did not see it anywhere lehedya, that this chiluk, but l'chur mitzvara, it should be that way. Once we see in the Shulchan Aruch Harav that you need a shir achila, and something doesn't have a shir achila, you can't say shalchanu, so then even if you drank a shir, but it's not something that you're mechuyiv in a bracha, then we wouldn't pass to say baruch shalchanu mishalai if you're not even mechuyiv in a bracha after you drank this thing. You need, yes, l'chur. L'chur also you need echelas pras. It also wouldn't be considered achila. L'chur 100%. That's betem. Ein mezam rami shachal pas mikazayis. That we saw kof tzadivav. L'chur the same halach would apply if you didn't have you had a kazayis, you didn't have a kedei echelas pras. The last halach is what happens if you come in and they're already holding by. Nevarah Shachanu Mishaloi, Baruch Shachanu Mishaloi Tzvichayinu, when do you say, when do you answer? What do you answer? And the Mishnah Berurah says that if you hear him saying Nevarosh Achanim Yishaloi, then you say Baruch Mevarosh Moi Tamar Lalan Vayim. Once you hear the Oinim saying Baruch Achanim Yishaloi Tvechayinu, then you just say Amen. And what happens when the Mevarach goes ahead and says Baruch Achanim Yishaloi Tvechayinu? Do you say Amen then or not? That's a big machlekes in the Achreinim, whether or not you should say Amen. Do you say Amen by the first time? Do you say Amen by the second time? Do you say Amen by both times? Mishnah Berurah says you say Amen by both times. Interestingly, the Aruch HaShulchan says no. He says, how can you go ahead and say Amen twice to the same bracha? It's the same thing. What are you saying Amen to twice, one after the next? And Mamela, you only say one time. And he says that you should say B'soif HaInyan, which is after the second person. So the Mesubin say it, then the Mevarach says it, then you should say Amen. Now the question is, why is this different than any other time that you have two brachas? Anytime that you hear two brachas, are you supposed to say Amen twice or not? So the truth is, this is very common by Kaddish and Shul. This happens all the time, probably every single day. Do you supposed to answer, you have two people saying Kaddish together, should you say Amen twice or not? The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Nun Hey, where he's discussing this, he says that if it's within Terchidei Dibur, then you can say Amen, you only say Amen once. Which one? L'char you can say it by either one. According to Zarach HaShon, you say it by the second one. The it's better to us, you get both of them. If you say by the second one, it's more, even though Terchidei Dibur maybe could be before and also, but say by the second one. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's after Terchidei Dibur, that means one says, Dami Ramba Malvin Ru Amen, and then 3 seconds later, Dami Ramba Malvin Ru Amen, whatever, three words later, then the halacha is that you would say Amen twice. You say Amen to both of them. And L'chor, by any bracha, would be the same thing. You would say once there's two people making a bracha, and you'd say Amen to both of them, according to the Mishnah Berurah. And that's how the Maaseh Mishnah Berurah goes here. And this halacha b'etzem has been against every Amen. L'chor has the same klalim. The main Mishnah Berurah l'shitasa, he holds he's supposed to say Amen. The halacha l'maaseh, the way the Mishnah Berurah goes, is that if you hear two people saying brachas, or you hear two kadeshim together, and you hear one person saying Baruch Shachanu Shalai Tvechayinu, especially in this case, you're saying more than three words, for sure it's after Terechidei Dibur, then you say Amen to both. And that would be by all brachas. That's Simen Kuf Tzadiches. Simen Rish. Din HaMafsik Kedei Levarich. Oboi Bein Sifu. Shloish Sheochlo Kachas, Echon Mafsik Al Korcho Leshnaim, Voini Moim Birchas Azimun. Vafilu Lo Yirotze LaHafsik Mizamro Alev, Bein Oina Bein Oina Oina, Kol Shu Oimid Shom. Avol Shnaim Bein Chayom LaHafsik LaEchon. This is a very interesting halacha. The Makor we saw is the Ravid's Havana in the Gemara. That it says, Echad is mafsik l'shtayim and shtayim are not mafsik l'echad. That means if you have three people eating together, that means b'pashas they started together. And just one, now they want to finish, some people want to finish first. Either the one wants one of the three or two of the three. The halacha is, if one of three want to stop, finish, and make say birch zamazin, the two are not mechayiv to stop for him. However, if two want to stop and say Birch HaZamazin, then the one is chayef to be mezamen with him. When the two stop to say Birch HaZimun, even if the first person is not interested b'chlal, and he says, he makes macha, he's not answering, it doesn't make a difference. You're allowed to say the Zimun without him. Which would mean the case that we discussed, of the guys that were backpacking from sea to shining sea, that was on one of the questions. And in the middle, the person that was making the barbecue, only started the case, I'll say the case for the people that didn't read the sheet, that three guys were backpacking up north in Eretz Yisrael, and they decided to make a barbecue, because one guy was manning the barbecue, the other two started their eating their hot dogs ready beforehand, and halfway through, the third guy finishes manning the barbecue, and he sits down to eat. The kids of the two finish before the third one's ready to finish. They said, let's maybe mezamen, we're ready to go. And he says, Ma petom, I'm not ready to eat. I'm not ready to be mezamen yet. So he said, I'm not going to be mezamen until I'm finished. So they said, we don't really care. We're not going for this, and we'll be mezamen without you. Can they be mezamen without him answering? The answer is yes. Lehedia, they can be mezamen without her answering. It happens to be that in that case, he did not start or finish with them. The lecher not mitzar for zimun. That's a side point. But be'etzem, if you have three people that are eating together, two people are ready to be mezamen, then they're allowed to be mezamen even if the third person is not going to answer. Now the question is why? Why can be mezamen if you need three people for zimun and two people are not allowed to be mezamen? We pass them that two people are not allowed to be mezamen. We tell us Gemara is whether or not they're allowed to, or it's rishus, so they're not allowed to. Two people are not allowed to be mezamen. Comes along, so now we have three people, and one person makes malcha and he closes his mouth and he's not going to answer. So you're left with two people. Well, self says that you have three people ba'etzem. It says lahedin, like Mishmur says, no, he's there. Once you have three people there, that's enough. In other words, the Chiv Zimun comes as a result of three people eating together. Once you have the Tziruf, everybody's in the Chayiv to be Mezam to Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, if one person doesn't want to be Mekayim in Chiv, Beseder. There's no Bracha Levatol over here. The Chiv Zimun is Chal on all three of them. But if one person doesn't want to fulfill his obligation, Beseder, that's up to him. It's not a shell bracha v'atala. They were nischayev already in Zimun. Memela, they're allowed to be mezamen if he doesn't answer. Not only that, I saw something fascinating. This is a chiddush of tremendous proportions, I would think. But in the shiurei agoyin Rabbi Yosef Sholem Eliashiv on brachas, they bring down over there. He brings down Rav Kook, Rav Tzion Kook. He says that he asked Rabbi Yashiv. He said that he was asking about two people stopping for one person, and Rabbi Yashiv said, even one person really should stop if two people don't want to answer. The one person could be mezamin in a case, he says, in a case where two people have to stop for one person. Let's say, it's brought down in the price scheme, a father and two sons. The two sons are mechayev to stop for the father. Or let's say the case is like the Biur Halacha brings down. If the two people already finished eating their suda and they're just schmoozing at the end, they have to stop and be mezamen together with the one person. Now, if the two people don't want to be mezamen, said Rabbi Yashiv, he could just be mezamen by himself. Nevarah shachan mishleiv. They don't want to answer, they don't have to answer. This is a temua. Like, there's no rabbim over here. I can just say, Nevarah shachan mishleiv. There's nobody answering bichlal. So he says, it doesn't make a difference. Once they're mechayiv zim, mechayiv zim. Then he brought down, he says, Derech Chaim, the Nesivos is clear, meduyik, that that's not true, that you need at least two people. Lachar, because you need a rabbin. You need the Navar Shachanu Mishalai, Bar Shachanu Mishalai Tzvichinu, you need a rabbin Tzazama to answer, even if you don't have the third person, but you'll have at least two people. And that's Lachar, the Pashas of the Shulchan Aruch as well, and that is that when you have two people, and you're already Nizchayiv in a Zimun, you had three people eating together, that was Machayiv them in a Zimun. Even if at the end of the day you don't have the third person, nevertheless you'll have to continue with the Zimun. We'll see this comes up. When you get to, if you have 10 people, one person doesn't want to answer, one person is sleeping, this is the same halacha by a minion. If you have 10 people, one person falls asleep, that's me allowed to be mistaken to the minion. You're allowed to have all these type of halachas. We'll see there's a tzad that even a katan mutal barisa can be mistaken to the minion. So next sugya, Mirat Hashem, we'll see exactly when we say yes, when we say no, a child holding a chumash, all these shtiklis that we grew up on, or we didn't grow up on, that you could, you can't, I don't know, it depends how far out of town you live. But these cases, we'll see when you can be mistarif. In other words, once you already had the minion together, Valkol Be'asara Shechina Sharia, so you already have the Indian of Shechina here, then even if one person doesn't shtel too, you're still allowed to answer. So too over here. Once you had the Chiv Zimun by three people, the Mitzchayiv and Zimun, then in a Hanami, even if the one person doesn't answer, you're still allowed to be Mezamun without him answering. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says this, that the one person doesn't have to, that two people don't have to stop for one person, the one person has to wait for the two people to finish benching, to finish eating, that's only if he doesn't have a davar nachus. But if he has a davar nachus, a hefted moment or something like that, he has a business meeting that he's got to go to and they're not finished eating, then he says, efshur the yesh lahakol, seems like Lamaisa, that's how he's paskening, that you could be mekel and be seimich on the shita tabach, who's quoting Rav Haigoin, that says that if they don't finish together, then there's no chiyuv zimun. Which means that Batim, even though they started eating together, as long as number three finishes before the other two people, then there's no chiyuv zimun. And since there's no chiyuv zimun, he's allowed to leave. It's a shiti chidah. Batim, we hold that if they started eating together, then they're mechuyuv in zimun. However, b'shas adchak, that's the davar nochus, we could be samech on the shita that holds that you're allowed to leave, that as long as you didn't finish together, then you're allowed to leave. Now, what's very interesting is that only this yachid is allowed to be semech on him. The other two people are not allowed to be semech on him. The Shaar HaTzion brings down that the two people have to find lechatchila, they should be mezamin because they're mechuyev to find the third person. They say if they're not, they don't stop for this guy, then they're going to have to go out to the shuk to find the third person to be mezamin. I don't understand. You just told me that we're being semech on the shita sabach that says that there's no chiyev zimun if you don't finish together. The answer is only he's allowed to be semech on that. Only the yachid is allowed to be semech on the Shita Sabach, that he's not Mechuyev Bedover, and therefore he's allowed to leave. But the other two people, they're ready in his chayiv, and therefore they should stop for this fellow, that he should be able to bench. Now, when does a person have to stop? When do two people have to stop one person? So the Shaar HaTzion brings down, they should always do that. They should always stop for the one person. Don't be in action, just stop. If the person the Kavachayim brings down, if it's two Talmidim or two sons with a father, they should also stop. Mechuyif to stop for the father. That it's, if they finished eating already, like the Bir Halacha says, and they're just sitting around schmoozing, they're also mechuyif to stop. Now what happens if the third guy says that he wants to go back to Seder to learn? They're sitting around, and he wants to go learn. Is that considered? L'chara en l'chadavar nochot gadol mizeh. The truth is that they bring down from a Sefer Hasidim, a lot of the Gedolei Acharonim bring down the Eliyahu Rabba and the Bushi Yontif, and bring down a Sefer Hasidim that says a story. Doesn't really say what the halacha is. I think the Kav HaChayim brings it down the halacha l'maisa. But it says a story of there was three people that were eating together, and one person wanted to go, and the two people said, "You have to wait for us. We're not finished eating." And he said, "I'm going to learn Torah. I'm a maher l'lmoy Torah." And the mashmoyis of the Kav HaChayim brings it down is that in a Harami, that it's not loy gara the limud haTorah as the davar nochus. Then this, you could say, what do you mean? You're supposed to be mevatel Torah from mitzvah shiyamshel kaim l'day achir. Theoretically, you could say that. But if I'm going to be seimich, by essence what I'm doing is I'm being seimich on a shita that holds that there is no mitzvah here. And therefore, l'maisa b'shasat chayor one could. It's mashma that way at the beginning of the b'chacher in Kuf Tzadik Gimel, Leish l'avromi b'chach, in Kuf Tzadik Gimel, that they should also be mezamen for him. They should be mezamen. They should stop to be mezamen if he wants to leave to go learn. Now, what happens if you have five people and two people want a bench? So you already have roiv of a zimun, but it's not roiv of the amount of people there. Could the two people force everybody else to bench or not? So the pasha says mashmoyt the mishaburi is that it's telling roiv. The miut can't force the roiv. Now, what happens if the two people convince one of the three people to bench? They say, we want a bench. So one guy says, no problem. No, let's just say, mapetom. So now you have three people. Can compete. Now you have three people that are willing to bench. Are you mechuyev to bench or not? You really have this question anytime they have three people. You have three people, one person wants to bench. He says, Rabbi, do you mind benching? So one guy says, no problem. The other guy says, no, ma petom. Two people don't have to stop for one person. But lamaisa, you bet them have two people now that are willing to bench. The one person that's going to, he's going to go back to eating afterwards, but he's willing to stop. So the Shara Tshuva, he says over here that in Ekonami Taka doesn't work. Because he's not bet, he doesn't want to, he says, even though he's nisrat midaitoi, but that's not Medina. In other words, you're not Mechuy Medina because there's not two people that are interested in benching now. One person was maskim to bench, to be mezamen. He's not benching now even. He's going to continue eating. He was maskim to be mezamen so that this guy could bench. But since Lamaisa there's not two people benching, that's not considered a rave, even though he was able to convince one of the other people to bench. That's Sif Aleph, Sif Beis. This is the Mechaber Shita. We'll see. This is the Chorele Shita. So exactly what he holds Zeman is. The Mechaber holds that you only have to stop when you're stopping for somebody that's being Mezamin. You only have to stop to after Baruch Shachanu Shalom Tveichayinu. However, the Ramah says not that way. V'yishem Shetar Chlasik Atshemer Hazanas Hakol V'cheinu Noegin. Says Lamaisa, we wait, and this is the way that we paskin Ashkenazim at least. Paskin, that you wait till after Hazan Esakol to be able to go back to eat, or if you want to leave, then you have to wait till Hazan Esakol. The Mishnah Berurah says an interesting halach over here. He says that this is really the Torah, as the Torah brings down, that if you have 10 people and they're saying Shem Hashem in the Zimun, Baruch Aleikinu Shachanu Mishaloi, then you don't have to wait till Hazan Esakol because you already have a bracha in the Zimun. The only reason we have to wait till Hazan Esakol is because you don't have Shem Hashem in the Zimun, but if you have Shem Hashem in the Zimun, then you could leave immediately after the Zimun. And he says, if you have five people that stopped, you have 10 people together. Five people stopped for another five people, so that they could be mezamim with the Shem Hashem. But the five people are going to continue afterwards eating. He says that they're allowed to continue eating afterwards, and he says they're allowed to be mitzdarif, they're allowed to be mezamim afterwards. And they could even be, because they only were mitzdarif with these 10 people, so they could say Shem Hashem. He says, not only that, these five people could be mitzaref with another five people, if they ate together, to be mezamer with Shem Hashem again. He says, no problem at all. Question is, why five? You need a rave, you don't need a rave. If you need a rave of people that weren't mezamen yet, then it should only be four people should be able to be mitzaref to six people. Elamai, you don't need a roiv, so why dafka five? Even six people that were already mizamen should be able to be mizamen again. Not exactly clear, where does it come from? Five people could suffer five, where did this number come from? Or it's takalav dafka, in echanami, any amount of people. Even five people where you don't have a roiv, maybe that's all the Mishnah Berurah is trying to say, even five people you don't have a roiv, of people that didn't bench yet, they still could be mitzaref a second time to group another five people to be mizamen b'shem Hashem again. These halachas aren't so common where you have students of maybe in Yeshiva Smir, if then generally you don't have a Zimun Bukhlal because people aren't being mitzaref together at all. But you have people that are eating and then people book out and then other people come in and they're continuing to eat. And they're kriveya biyachan. Usually you could have it, it's very common by a bar mitzvah or something, people sitting down to each other and people going, people coming. But usually they're not kriveya, people just sit down. If it's a kviya sudo, you don't usually have it, that there's people that are staying and continuing. However, these are the halachas in such a case. Simon Reish Aleph. Mi'ol Mevarech. Says the Mechaber, Godol Mevarech Afilu Bobasoy. In a case where there's no balabayit, and you have a bunch of people that are eating together, then the Godol, the biggest person, Bechochmo, is the one that's Mevarech, even if he came at the end of the Suda. Which means, even though he wasn't one of the first people there, he wasn't there from the beginning of the Suda, doesn't make a difference. If there's a Godol, then he should be Mevarech. As the Bir Halacha points out, if there's no Godol, then it's better to have somebody that was there for the entire Suda. Vim ratzalitim rishus lakotan levarech rishai. She wants to give it over to somebody else. He could. Vahani milik shein shamareach. Avim yesh shamareach. Vehu mevarech afilu balabayis galu mimenu. Kedesh yevarech balabayis. However, if there's a balabas and there's a reach, then even if there's other people that are not archim together, some people you have that are balabayis and a reach, and some people that are not, then we, since there's already a balabayis, there should be a reach, should be mevarech, so he can mevarech the balabayis with the birchas reach. That's the halacha lechatchila, that if there's a reach is mevarech, if not, the godol is mevarech. If not, then it really could be anybody. Now, interestingly, there's a few different times that the place can bring down that somebody else should be mevarech. The Leil HaSeder, the Rama brings down in Tov Ayin Test, that the meaning is that the balabais is mevarech. Because it says, Toiv Ayin Hu Yevarech, and he's considered, the balabais is considered the Toiv Ayin, because he says, Kol Dich V'nei Seveyechol. And therefore, Leil HaSeder, the balabas should be, the minig is that the balabas should be mevarech. In Oitzer Pidgin Aben, he brings down that by Pidgin Aben, the minig is to give it to a kohen, the kohen that was poide the child. He says also by a bris, the minig is either to give it to the moil or to the sandik. Very often they give it to another person, that's very generally the moil is not there, and very often if the sandik is not the grandfather, the sandik is also not there as well. So maybe that's why it's just common that to give it to somebody else. So that's the minug. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the minug is by a bar mitzvah to give it to the bar mitzvah boy. I guess now is the first time that he could be mezamen. We'll see exactly when a kotin is allowed to be mezamen or not. According to the Sfarad, the Mokhlal is allowed to refuse. He shouldn't be mezamen. He could be mezamen, he can be mitzaref. It's the first time that he can be mezamen, and Mameli should be mezamen. Now we'll see Mirtz Hashem and Simon Kuf Tzadi Tes, Beis Hashem, very soon, I hope. That it's pashtus and mechleikis between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, which is really mechleikis Yishenim, is the din zimun a din daraisa a derabanan. If it's a din daraisa, zimun is a daraisa, then we're not samech on the chazaka derava that somebody who's 13 years old has shtei saris. Until we know for sure. So if he has a beard, then we could be samech. If not, then you're not allowed to be samech on that by a daraisa. If zimun is only derabanan, then you're allowed to be samech on it and give a 13-year-old a bench when he's bar mitzvah. L'maisa Mishnah Berurah says that Zimun is a derabanan. That's Das Reva Peskim, Reva Rishenim. The Chazon Ish brings on the Mishnah Aratzion and he says Lo Yedati Miheva Peskim. But he's medayik from the Gemara Daf Mem Vav Med Aleph that Zimun is a din daraisa. Why the Gemara says? Just it's a very nice raya. Says the Chazon Ish. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that the Birchas Hamazin is Sholosh VeArba. Sholosh VeArba means Sholosh. If there's no Birchas HaZimun, and Arba if it is Birchas HaZimun. The Gemara says that's going without Hatev HaMetiv. Why? Because we're only counting Brachas which are Daraisa. We're not counting Hatev HaMetiv, it's only Darabanan. So the Chorus Mefurish Gemara that says that Birchas HaZimun is Daraisa. Because Sholish Va'arba means three if there's no Zimun, or four if there is Zimun. And that's talking about without Hatev HaMetiv, because we're not counting Darabanan, we're only counting Daraisa. So the Chazanish, the Chorus, and Rayim, and Fereshas, that the din zimun is din daraisa. Lamais, there are Rishonim Lahedi, the Ritva, there are all that say Lahedi, that it's their Rabbanim. That it's not that, it's certainly not Ungenumen in the Rishonim. However, that's the Machlokes. The place in the Mishnah Berurah names on that the din of zimun is a din der Rabbanim. What do you say about the Chazon Ish Azrayim? So you could say that that which we said three was referring to the brachas of Birchas HaMazon, which are daraisa, that we were handling. And four is additional to the Zimun, which comes. Zimun really, b'chlal, it's a shayla whether or not it's shaykh to the first bracha. It's like a takeoff, it's an extension of the first bracha. Teruvah Meitav is something which is totally different. So it could be that we counted Zimun as a chalek of Hazan, as even though b'etim it's really not daraisa. Not we weren't counting the Teruvah Meitav, which is no shaykh b'chlal. That's mamish not a chalek of benching b'etim. Now it is, we know, but could be that's how they learn. Now, what's the story of Bimechaved Egodol by Birchas HaMazon? So, the Bir Halacha says, the Mishnah Berurah says, Im Yeshem Kam Ba'orchim, Tolu Yis Vidayt Shesh Balabayis, Afilu Yitin Lekotin Shebehem. If you have a Balabas and you have a bunch of people there, then the Balabayis is the one that's Machlit, and he gives to whoever he wants to give to, even to the smallest of them. You will see the Bir Halacha is not so sure about it. Excuse me, he's not so sure about that. It could be that he says that you're Mechoyim to give it to the Godol. He says, if you're the Balabas and you want to take it yourself, then for sure you're allowed to take it yourself. He says, you're allowed to take it yourself because the Ereach comes before the Gadol and the Balabas is allowed to come before the Ereach. However, if there's, once you're giving it out to somebody else who's not the Ereach, you want to give it, then it could be that you have to give it to a Gadol. Now, exactly, where do you draw the line here? When do you give it to a Gadol, when do you not? When are you Mechuyev to? Somebody asked me an interesting question. They have a lot of places, Shal Shudas, they have in Shul. So, are you mechuyev always to give it to the same person? You're always mechuyev to give it to the gadol or to the kohen? Who are you mechuyev to give it to? Who benches? You mechuyev to, we'll see later on, bad time, if there's no gadol, then you give it to the kohen. This is an amaret. And maybe if there's somebody else, there, or whatever, there's somebody else that's bigger than him. But you always have to give it every single week, you have to give it to the same person. How does it work? I saw once that Chaim Kanievsky, his grandson came, his grandson-in-law, and he was, he's a kohen. And he mentioned something. He said that you're not going to be mechuyev every single time to give it to the kohen. I guess if he was eating there constantly, you're not mechuyev every single suda to give it to the same kohen. Now, even though that we find by laning that you do give it to the kohen, so he says there's a bunch of kohanim. Could be that there's also aliyahs for everybody. The kohen goes first. There's aliyahs for everybody. Here, it's always going to be the same person. It's not going to be. So it could be that if you make a rotation, the kohen should be first, or the gadol should be first. The question is whether or not you have to, you don't have to. So the Levush says as follows. He says, Kol zeh, he brings this down, he says, Kol zeh midini derech eretz. He understands that this whole halacha is al zini derech eretz. Va'inna in makpidim b'chol zeh, lo'ilaisi l'insuye. He says, Bizmanenu, we're not so makpid in this, that people should get into fight. In Balabayis, lo'im rezehu gadol lo'yogun. Balabas, neishel nevarech l'misha yirtzeh. V'mikre ba'alma, b'lishu makpodas gadol, lo'ikotin hogun, yishein hogun. Says the Ma'aseh Balabas, gives it to whoever he wants to, and that's it. Now, the question is, in Shul, is there a Balabas? Is there a Balabais in Shul? The Rav is the Balabais. He didn't shtel the Suda. He's not paying for it. Usually the Shul pays for the Suda. Somebody sponsors it, maybe. If nobody sponsors it, then the Shul comes out of the Shul's Pushka. Who's the Shul? The Shul is the Balabais. Maybe there's a Balabais. The question is that considered the Balabais, that he's the one that's Betzim Achroi? It sounds more like that the Minig Ha'ilam is that people aren't Makbin. It's like a mechila muvenes from the kohen and from the gadol that we understand that we're not going to get every time, and the leilaisin in tuye that it shouldn't always be that this person, and then after 1 week one person is going to come and say vapetam, you think he's a talmud chacham? I'll show you what talmud chacham is. That kohen b'chol is not even miyuchas even. Magen Avraham is betzad. That's why we're not makbid zvanenu, because maybe he's not miyuchas. That's what Magen Avraham is betzad. That. And therefore, it could be that that's where it comes from, that we're not so befrat bizmanenu, that really the Indian of Zimun is not such an Indian anymore. Because you're not being mighty to anybody. So l'chura, everybody's being mivarach themselves. So once you're not being mighty to everybody, so you don't really have the Indian. The Mishnah Berurah does say there still is an Indian. He says, after hashta minig shekol echad mivarach la'atmei balachash, so what's the big deal? He says, still mikol mokom minig derech eretz l'chav d'shehu mizamin. It's a minig derech eretz. Once it's only a minig derech eretz, then you already have a much more wiggle room to get out of it and say. So once it's out derech eretz, so then derech eretz is that everybody should get a turn. Derech eretz is that you should. What's that? It's a din in the bracha, not in the zimun, because the zimun, the ikur din zimun, bepashtus is to be made to everybody dechavasam. That was the ikur din zimun, as we'll see. Beforehand, even though it's machlekes rishen, we'll see the beis yisrael mitzvah. The beis yisrael brings down a kufe gimel. It's machlekes rishen. The mechaber goes not that way. Mechaber says that everybody should bench by themselves. However, the way that the Ramah learned, and the way that the Gaon learned, is that Mi'ikra Adin, and many Rishonim learn this way, that Mi'ikra Adin, the Mizamin should be Mevarech, and everybody should be quiet and listen. Not only that, but Zmanenu, the Mishnah Berurah says, that if you're really good at it, then you have three people, and the person that's being Mizamin is the Talmud Chacham, and he knows to be right to everybody, and everybody else can listen quietly, then that's what you should do. Listen quietly till Azanas HaKol, and then everybody continue by Noi Delecho. Don't bench by yourself. He says, if you can't do that, then at least you should bench along together with the Mizamin. And that's the Indian why the Mizamin says the bracha aloud. The Mizamin is supposed to say the first bracha aloud, so everybody can bench along together with him. If he's not going to say it aloud, he wasn't Mekayim the Din of Zeman, as the Mishnah Berurah says. That's why the halacha is, by a big Suda, you get somebody with a loud voice, or a microphone, if it's not Shabbos. But Be'etzin, that everybody should be able to say along with him. But the Ikr Din Zeman is that one person should be made to everybody else. But it's my name with it. Everybody says by themselves. So then there's not such an Indian of Zeman Bruchal. And therefore, it's not such a cover. Therefore, there's a lot more room to say that give it to other people.
In case of a shul, Kohen or Gadol there says, I'm after. I want my Zeman.
That's a very good question. It's a very good question. You could tell him, bring your Yichus. No. You could tell him, I did see somebody that said, Sheilech. If you're makfin, you're makfin. Go. No one asked you to. But lechura, he should say that if he has the richtige. If he's not, it could be that if there's a god over there that's bigger than him, then you're not mechuyif to give it to the kohen. Even though there is an inyan, if he's also a talmud chacham, but if he's just tam a talmud chacham, or he's an amar, and somebody that's bigger than him, the mechlali doesn't have the right. Not only that. Somebody wanted a taina. I don't know if it's right or not, but it's a very good daher. He says that be'etzem you shouldn't say birshus. If the kohen is a kohen am ha'aretz, then you shouldn't say birshus because you're not asking his birshus. He's not allowed. It's bizoyim to give it to a kohen. That's what it says. Komitznai or humovitz, that somebody that gives it to a kohen out the choy kahuna when he's not right for it because there's a gadol here. Then he says you're not supposed to. So don't say birshus. B'chol, you're not birshus kohen. What then? Balas avayim. Depends who wears the pants in the house. The doesn't. The Lechem Chamudis here brings down on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, if there's an Erech, then the Erech is Mevarech. Uma bracha Mevarechoy. Yiratzon shaliyevish v'leikolam balabayis hazeh lo yibolam hazeh v'lo yibolam avoh v'yitzach b'chon hachasov yinu chasov mutzloch m'krevim l'yir v'leishasad l'mayis yadov v'ayizdak l'lefanov shum dvar yirchit v'hir v'avoyim v'yatav yadilom. Now this is not the Lashon that the Gemara says. Fekh lech chamudas v'os epis, that we switch the Lashon of the Gemara. Now I'll be meisiv and say v'os epis that we are meisiv in the bracha to the balabayis, the way that we have the Lashon, we're meisiv a bracha to ourselves. Yinu chasav unichaseinu. Mutzlachim kreviyo. Vayish esatun leib maisi yadov, leib maisi yadenu. Ayizak leib lefanov, leib lefanenu. Where did the bracha to yourself come in the bracha of the birchas arech? And interestingly enough, that's exactly what the Mechaber leaves out. The Mechaber leaves out that chelek and he says, no, you just mevarach the balabayis. You're not mevarach. You don't add yourself in. Not exactly clear where the mice in the mission in the Gemara does say. The Gemara does say it. The Shaila is vos epis. First of all, that we're adding the bracha in. It's not a real bracha. We're not saying bracha to Hashem. But it's interesting that we add that in as a chelek. The truth is that even those that don't say, in a regular case, whether if you're not making a brachas balabayis, and you're just saying the harachaman also says that. Harachaman yivarachas balabayis hazeh. Right? Meskom v'simun kan. Oisi. Mesishli. Bonai. Whatever it is that you say. Right? You throw yourself into the bracha, even though you've been brachas balabayis. Even in the Rachman and Yivarach Balabais, you throw in a bracha to yourself. Lamaisa, that's interesting that the Mechaber Taka changes the Lashon, like the Lechem Buddha says. And why Taka is this bracha? Why do we add in a bracha to ourselves? Now, this is then a Birchas Arech. When are you Mechuyif to say Birchas Arech? The Mishnah Berurah says if you're paying for your Suda, then he's not considered the Balabais. But if you're eating your own bread, then you're not a erech, and therefore you're not mechuyif to make a berachas erech. Let's say somebody is paying for your meal, but he's not the balabais. Somebody made a suda. Was this by a pigeon event recently? He needed a big house. He borrowed somebody's house. and he made it in somebody else's house. He was a balabas, but somebody else is making a suda in the balabas's house. He's telling the suda, the person that the reach who's now making the pidgin aben. So what are you supposed to say? You're supposed to say the balabais. You're supposed to say. So when we learned this last time, I was speaking to Berkowitz about this. So he said that he once had such a situation. He was together with somebody at a suda, where somebody was paying for the suda. I don't know if it was the bris or whatever it was. And Rev Yehuda Adis, Rosh Hashiva of Kol Yaakov, was there. So he said, what bracha should I make? Bracha Zerech. So he said, in such a case, Ashkenazim should be knowing like Sfaradim are knowing. Sfaradim, when they say a bracha Zerech, they say Bala Suda. They don't say Bala Bayis. So he says, and now they should say Bala Suda. Because the Maestri is the Bala Suda. He's the Bala Suda, not the Bala Bayis. He's the Bala Suda, not the Bala Bayis. So, it actually happens to be the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivan Kuf Tzadi Gimel, let's say you buy a guy's house. Are you supposed to be mevarach the guy? In Kuf Tzadi Gimel Sivkan Chav Zayin. So it says, Sivkotun Chav Zayin, Minik Shaloy Lazame Beis Evi Dikichavim. You shouldn't say by a guy yivarach as bala bayis hazeh. So you're going to leave it out. The guy's going to get upset. You're not going to say you should say it. You can't say it. So Mishnah Berurah says, "Achreinim cholkom hazeh, ukayem aminik shemizamnim, ubarachem anoymir merachem nishlach lanu brachem meruva bali chasen bishivasen wadarlam, venuch aleim arachem yivarach as bala bayis hazeh, vekoy al bala sudo." He says you could say arachem yivarach as bala bayis hazeh, and it's going on the bala sudo. So lav dafka does bala bayis have to be? Could be there that you're stuck, so you have to say bala bayis, so you shouldn't get upset. So that's why you do it. But be'etzem you could say arachem yivarach. Your son shleivish bala bayis and it's going on the bala suda. And I think that that's the minig. I don't think that people switch, even though svardim do. If you look at the nusach in the svardish sidurim, there is a bala suda. They add in a bala suda.
What about
in
a restaurant?
What in a restaurant? If somebody's paying for you, so the chari should say also that's the bala suda. You could say, according to this, you would say Bala Suda, but I think the minig is to say Bala Bayis. And you're referring not to the guy in the, behind the counter, or the Bala Bayis of the restaurant, rather the person who shtel the meal. He said as well, Rebbe said as well, that in the yeshiva also you should say Birchas Harireach. The Maestri yeshiva is paying for your meal. I guess if you're a bacher, maybe it makes a difference. You're paying tuition or not. I did see somebody wanted to say that even if you're paying tuition, but Lamaisa, you're not really paying for every piece of food that you get. That's not exactly how it works. And yeshiva is really selling for you, and therefore you should say it as well. The Tzion says the same thing, Rabbi Tzion Abishul, he says that in yeshiva, Bachram should say it. However, many of the Poiskis Manenu, and that's why there was signs up about, there was signs at one point in yeshiva, many years back, that everybody should say, Baruch HaZarech, be mevarech every time that you eat, be mevarech the Rosh Hashiva, Betzem. In Dumani, that's what Reverend Berkowitz said, that was way back then, it wasn't free last time we learned it. Dumani, that's what he said. You have in the Rosh Hashiva in mind. And that's what you should have in mind. Now, the truth is that we even see, the Magen Avraham brought down, Mishnah Berurah quotes it as well, that children are supposed to stay in their own house. That means every time that you eat lunch at home, a child eat lunch in your house, he should say, Birchas Harireach. Now, it could be the reason why people aren't makbid on this, is because Lamaisa, as the Mishnah Sharatin says, when you say, Racham and Yerachas Bala Bayis Hazeh, or Savi Murray, or whatever it is, Bala Bayis Hazeh, you already yoytzei the Indian of the Birchas Harireach, and the Nusach is not going to be makif. So it could be that's why people are not medactic so much to do this. However, there are many Paiskis Manenu that bring down the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Chai Adam. They quote the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Chai Adam that they understood. They say that the only time you're chayav to mivarach the birchas areach is if the areach is there. If the balabais is there. If the balabais is not eating together with you, then there's no chayav. And therefore, in yeshiva, you're not mochayav to be'etzim. And therefore, that be'etzim yikar din, you're not mochayav to. Now, the Shevet Alevi has, and I think this is maybe lamaisa, the way that a person should be knowing, the Shevet Alevi, he has a tshuva about this, chinuk yud aleph. And he says, nun aleph, yud aleph, nun aleph. He says, "Midina, you're not mechuyev to. I'll feed the Shulchan Aruch Harav because the Maaseh of the Balabas is not eating together with you." However, he says, "Al tzad hamidois v'hamutzer, Kedai ma'oid lach tekteva, kamoish mevarach aviv imoy v'mesubim. The same way when you bench, you always say aviv imoy, and you sit in the mesubim. And not only that, but when a person is in his, even if a person is eating in his own house, and his parents are 6,000 miles away, he can still say aviv imoy. Rachin brachas aviv imoy, v'simir rasi, oisi, right? You don't have to say balabayis l'zeh. If he happens to be balabayis l'zeh, you could. Many people say Avi Mori or Imi Morasi or whatever it is, or call him a Sumukan if there's other people in the Sumukan, even though they didn't tell the Suda, he Mavarach everybody else. He says, certainly, if you Mavarach all these people, then he should be Al Tzadim Midas V'Amosur, it's only right that you should be Mavarach the Yeshiva. So, Midina L'Chor B'Pashtis, you're not Mechuyiv to, because L'maisa the Balabais is not sitting together with you. However, Al Tzakar Satarif, Ken Zan Yishun, what do you have to lose already? What do you have to lose? Now, where do you say the Berach Zareach? So when I was a bachur one time, I was eating at somebody's house, and they gave me the bench. So I benched, and we got up to Yeshua's Ben Echamayis. He said, "Shlabash Ba'alves." Because afterwards, he says to me, "What happens? You said it over here, and you didn't say it Alayich Hatzenu." What do you mean? That's where it says in the bench. So he says, "Yeah." He pulls out a Rambam. The Rambam says, "Bracha Revius is Atavim Meitiv, for Meitiv VeKoylul Ba Birchas Arech." It says, "If there's a Ba'alves, you Koylul Ba in it Birchas Arech." And Evan Ezel is Medayik and Briskrav as well, I think, that Krilba, that it's a chelik of the fourth bracha. And Rizalman even goes so far to say that you shouldn't say Amen then. Since when he says Ali Chasreinu, it's Be'etim a chelik. When you add in Birchas Arech, it's a chelik of the fourth bracha, and you shouldn't say Amen. I was wondering in that case, you should say Vihi Rasim. Huh? You should say Vihi Rasim, like we say by Birchas Atera. If you tell me it's all one bracha, or it's like a. Or Hamavishenu Meirnu Mesum Rav Avoy, Yirotzon. Just say for some reason. Lemaisa, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Kolboy and the Archas Chaim, they all say it after Yeshua's Venechavis, and that's the way that it's printed in about 99 or maybe 100% of the benchers. If they have it afterwards, they do not have it Aliyah Chasenu and Kundumani. That is Minig Erlam. The Briskers are naik to say it afterwards after Aliyah Chasenu, Kerlul Ba Kolash and Rambam. However, the Minig of Revi Erlam is to say it after Yeshua's and Chomets, but it doesn't make a difference. You can say wherever you want. It's not ma'akev either way. Either way, it's not ma'akev. Want to be okay?
Daft
the one doing the Zima should say it, or everybody should say it. So that's really negate the Sif Gimel. We'll see that in a minute. Bez Hashem. The Sif Beis. Lo yakdim chochom Yisrael l'kein am ha'aretz l'varech l'fonev derech hoiku mishpat kohuno, aval lo tis lo yachochom rishus yivarech im bekachko. The chochom is allowed to give rishus to the Kohen, because then he sees that it's telling the Chacham. Aval Kohen Talmud Chacham mitzvah la'akdim v'shinem v'kidashtoi l'fteich rishon u'levarech rishon. However, there is a mitzvah of v'kidashtoi to give the Kohen to be mevarech. Now, the Magen Avraham is murder, v'osepes v'zmanenu, that we're not medaktik in this mitzvah of v'kidashtoi. And he says, even if you want to say that it's not the Raisa, but l'chur it's a suffik, and we speak l'inafka. So the truth is that this is already an old story. The Jewish brings down from Rabbeinu Tam's story with Rabbeinu Tam had a Talmud, who the Talmud was washing Rabbeinu Tam's hands, and he was a Kohen. Someone was washing Rabbeinu Tam's hands, and he was a Kohen. So a Talmud asked Rabbeinu Tam, he says, "What happened? What happened with the din of Kiddushin?" So he said, "Ain big day alein, ain gedushos on alein. It's only when there's a din kuhuno, there's Beit Hamikdash, but nowadays there's no din." So he said, if that's the case, then they should be able to marry a grusha. There should be no din. They should be able to mitamen. Veshasak says Rabbeinu Tam didn't have an answer. Ad shibo Rabbeinu Peter. Rabbeinu Peter came. The Maimar Musgar. Rabbeinu Peter. Did you ever hear such a name? Peter. One of the Rishonim is considered Peter. His name is. There's a big question. Vizmanenu. Shleishinu es Yeshinim es Malbushim ves. That's what it says in the time. The question is, Bizmaninu. Is there an issue to change your are we allowed to walk around with a short jacket? Like the guy walking around? How about people's names? These type of things. Are you allowed to speak in English? Are we allowed to do what we're doing now? What happened? So Moshe has a tshuva, and he says that was all before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael didn't have anything to make them into now. After Matan Torah, then they already have that. You don't need Shleishinu. And he brings a raya from Rabbeinu Peter. It's one of the Rishonim we see. That his name was Gaisha Nemacher. And the Mela, you see this note, comes along Rabbeinu Peter, and he says, he comes to Rabbeinu Tam's rescue, and he says that there's no problem to be mishamish with this this person that wanted to wash Rabbeinu Tam's hands, not a problem, because obviously if he's washing his hands, he was meichel. And a kohen shemochal al kvoidoi kvoidoi mochal, he's allowed to be meichel is kavod. So mameila Rabbeinu Tam didn't do anything lo yunu letzadikol kolovin, and mameila everything was okay. And that is the halacha is that he could be meichel. However, if it's a minig bizoyin, if it's a ishtamshes bizoyin, it's not so pashut that he's allowed to be meichel. That means, he says, if he has hano, yesh mishayimish anu yochol itim mishus lishtamash boy ilim kenish le eza hano. He going bischar, he wants to give you a haircut. You're letting let him give you a haircut. He's going to make you money. Or filu bechinam ladum choshuv, like Rabbeinu Tam, shu chavetz esham, shevinem mizeh. Avom ein lo yishum hano mizeh, in a yochol limchol, says the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Chavches. Daf agav de kovid yochol limchol, shimush inin shal bizoyin hu. V'toiv lachum lechatchila. So what happens if you're in a dira, and one of the guys is a kohen, and there's a rotation. Everybody's got to take out the garbage or clean the bathrooms. Are you allowed to ask him to clean the bathroom? Or no? He's not allowed to. He says, "Once in here, I'm part of the dira. I'll do it, no problem. Once every 4 weeks, I'll do it." Or he said, "No, he's not allowed to be meichel. Shimush shall be zayin. So maybe you should pay him a shekel or something. I don't know. They should have some sort of hano. They should be able to. Not so." V'shtamish b'hem shiris bezuyayis b'vadi yesh lizar. Mashmoyis v'shtamish bezuyayis b'vadi yesh lizar. Could be if you're a different kohen, then you're kohen b'kohen efshir shemutter to be mishtamish in a kohen. V'gam yesh mitzadin l'hokah b'kohen ha'maretz. V'kohen mokim b'shiris bezuyayis b'vadi nochen lizar. Once again. So there is a inin, certainly v'kidashtoi by a kohen, not to be mishtamish boy Cheris bezuyus, and also liftar rishon. That means you have a bunch of people together. Then the kohen gets the first piece. L'chero, if there's a kohen behind you online, then in a chanami, and you're choosing. If it makes a difference, it doesn't make a difference. Peas, I don't know. If there's any difference. If that's considered, it could be that. Anyhow, he should be first. But betzem the nekud is that he gets the money rishon. He should get the. He gets the best. He gets the first pick. He gets the first pick. Does that mean that if they're online together in the bank, and there's 10 people online, you're number one, you're waiting for 45 minutes, finally you see your number come up, and a kohen walks in. Mach platz, right? Everybody move away. Here's a kohen, I'm number one. Do we say that as well, that you have to give your spot away for him, or not? It's not clear in the price scheme. Seems that there is a machlekes in the Heidegger price scheme, whether or not you have to or you don't have to. I don't think it's the minig to book hazim ayam adabar. Whether that's right or not, that was maybe all kol ze achnis in the Magen Avraham sign of why we're not medaktik. Those I saw they brought down from Nathan Kopshit that he's a kohen. He says that you don't have to. If it's going to cost you time or money like that, then you don't have to. Everybody's sitting around. The question is who's going to get first? Then you give it to the kohen. But that you should have to give up your spot, that you don't have to do. Now you don't have to do. Now the truth is that even some places they in certain chadarim, the malamdim, they try to give, when they're giving out cake, let's say, to everybody, they have the kehanim go first. They have the kehanim go first, that they should choose the cake. Now there's a question whether or not by a kohen katan there's such a din of ikidash, so he's not really the sheiris b'chlal, then maybe there's no din of ikidash. But at least to give over that yisur, to give over to the kids that there's such a mitzvah, if you're not going to teach them when they're young, they're not going to know when they're older. That inim. Now, not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says, when you get to a Levi, also lechatchila, you should give him to bench, and you should be maximum to Halva. Lamaisa, the Maharam Rotenberg says that there is no din to be maximum a Levi, and the Aruch HaShulchan goes like that, la'alacha, and the Ben Ish Chai says that is the minig also. The minig is not to, kimdumani, that is the minig gambi amenu. I asked a Levi last night if anybody once gave him, you know, turned around and gave him something first because he's a Levi. He laughed very hard. It's certainly not. Some people, maybe by benching, might do that. But be'etzem, it's not a din v'kidashtoi. It's be'isahi, I think the pasuk says, Hivdol Hashem is Shevet Levi. The Gemara in Hurriya says. The whole Shevet Levi. But be'etzem, I think the minig, l'maisa b'zmanenu, the Mishnah Berurah says, Toiv l'haktim Levi. Chiyuv, there isn't. Toiv l'haktim. He does not say money rishena. He does say, however, for Birchas Hamazon, Hamoitzi, and Nisinat Tzedakah. That Toiv Yodua, Mishim, the Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky, when he answered the questions, answered letters, he would answer first the Kehanim, then the Levim, then Yisraelim, And the Israelim that started with, whose names were Yaakov Yisrael, like his father's names, they came first as well. We saw that as an Indian of Kibbutz Avim. That is Sif Beis. Sif Gimel. Mi shenayis le levarach min levarach makatzer yomav. This machlokes in the Pesukim, does it mean makatzer yomav means that he's not going to have a rikos yomav, or they're talking to me makatzer yomav? Why? Because it says levarach mevarchecho, and somebody that's mevarach la Yisrael, I'll be mevarach them. If you're not going to bench, then you're not going to mevarach the balabais. If you're not going to mevarach the balabais, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not going to mevarach the person. Now lemaisa the Sharetzion says yesh la'ain whether or not this whole thing is nageya bizmanenu, because kayyim shvolav achi yemeni geitzol kol areyach loyimah harachamun yivarach as balabais. Even if he doesn't say yirotzin shleivish balabais lo mazeh, but every person in benching says harachamun yivarach as balabais. That is, depending on what yeshiva you grew up in, some people stop after aliyah chasreinu, especially in the Shabbos. However, if you say harachamun yivarach as balabais hazeh, then everybody's going to be yivarach the balabais. And therefore, there's no inyan of you, if you didn't bench, then you weren't mevarach the balabais. Everybody's mevarach the balabais. Not only that, the Aruch HaShulchan says be'etzem every person should say the birchas balabais. You don't forget the harachamon that you should also say, but the yirotzen shleivish balabais. Every mevarach should say it. There's no reason why every person shouldn't say it. The MMA and Echanami, that's are you mechuyev to? Yesh la'ayin whether or not there's a chiyev to? Befrat that we say the harachamon, and it could be that's the reason why people aren't makbid in yeshivas, like we said, or children at home aren't makbid, is because lamais we have the harachamon yivarachas balabais, or avimari balabais. Vameila, we always have the bracha. Lechatchila, there's no reason not to say it. It's a bracha. It's not a shem Hashem b'chlal. There's no reason not to say it. Not only that, if you say the lashon of the Ashkenazim, then you revarach yourself as well. So you might as well say the final halacha for today, Be'ez Hashem. Tzarech lachzor shidnu loikoy shal bracha levarach. The halacha is that a person should be look to be the mezamin. Now, once again, the Sharetzion says bizmanenu yesh la'ayin whether or not this din is shayach, because everybody's benching by themselves. So what's the need to be the mezamin? The only need to be the mezamin is that you're moite everybody day chavasam. But here, you're not going to be moite everybody day chavasam because everybody's benching by themselves. He says maybe there still is an inyan because you're the one that's saying nevarach shachanu mishaloi, and it's better to be the one that's the ikar mevarach than the one that's oina amin. Now yesh la'ayin lachar we know godol oina amin yisam mevarach. Here it sounds like the mevarach is bigger. The truth is that I didn't make up this question. The Gemara asked this question on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that chatoifu brich, you should try to go ahead and be the one to bench, and that's where we get this halacha from. The Gemara says why? Because the mevarach gets the ikar schar, or gets schar quicker. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Gadol oinayim and yesim mevarach. The Gemara says it's machlagas tanaim. So I'm not exactly sure how this stems, because be'etzmi paskin gadol mevarach oinayim and yesim mevarach b'pashtus. So how does it stem with that? But this is what it says, that you should be machzer to get zimun. Once again, the Sharetzion says that he doesn't know if it's negev is manenu. Now, just pashup shah, what does this mean? What does this mean? Maybe this is why we haven't seen people do it, bizmanenu. But did you ever see somebody's giving out benchings about the bench? Somebody goes to the balabas, do you mind if I bench? You're supposed to, what does it mean? Chatoif ubrich, the Gemara says. Chatoif ubrich, be mezamen afterwards. So Rashi says on the Gemara on Mem Gimel and Beis, Rashi says that Nun Gimel and Beis, thank you. Kishmoishit in Kreishal Bracha, Havimichazer Acharov. Mashmoish says it's any Kreishal Bracha. It's not just. Kishmoishit in Kreishal Bracha, Havimichazer Shit Luchavitivarech. Mechazer, what does that mean, Mechazer? You should try to stick out your hand? So the truth is that if you look at the Mefarash and Nazir, the same Gemara, he says you should grab it. They're giving out the Kreshul Bracha, grab the Kreshul Bracha. You should be the one. I saw an interesting side in the Mitzvah Basin in the back. He says, Avimechazer Acharov, what it means, Chatoifu Brich means wash your hands quickly. It says the first person that washes his hands for Netilat Yadayim, he's Mezumen LeBracha. You should be the first person to wash your hands. Once you're the first person to wash your hands, you forced him behind his back, took his hand behind his back. That way you should be the first one. First one to be washes hands, the first one to be mevarach.